The federal spending bill doubles the funding for the Denali Commission, which funds infrastructure in rural Alaska. The commission says virtually all the new money will go to the eroding village of Nutok in western Alaska. Nutok has been trying to move for years. As Rachel Waldholz from Alaska's Energy Desk reports, this funding could finally break the logjam.
The spending bill gives the Denali Commission $15 million to address the most urgent needs of Alaska villages facing erosion, flooding, and permafrost degradation. Joel Niemeyer is the commission's co-chair. He says the most urgent need in Alaska right now is the village of Nutok, which is losing about 70 feet of land each year to coastal erosion and thawing permafrost. Residents worry it will become completely uninhabitable within the next few years. They've been trying to move to a new site, Murtarvik, which is several miles away. Niemeyer says this funding could finally make that happen.
We're very excited that this $15 million will allow the community of Nutok to realize their dream of moving to Murtarvik.
Nutok has been trying to piece together enough funding to move to the new site for more than a decade. But they found themselves in a catch-22. Government agencies that fund housing won't build homes where there's no infrastructure. But agencies that fund infrastructure, like water, sewer, or power, won't spend money on a village where nobody lives. Niemeyer says the new money could break that cycle.
I would hope that this $15 million will get us halfway to where the community needs in terms of housing stock. That really is a real community. That you know, there are enough people living there that the other funding agencies will have to say that is community and our money will be put to good use.
That would be a landmark moment for the village and the state, which has not managed to move a single village threatened by climate change despite years of work. Niemeyer says if Nutok can move successfully, it could be a model for other villages like Shishmaref, Shaktulik, or Kivalina.
If we in Alaska can show Congress we can take their funds and put it to good use and show that we can do this efficiently, effectively, and smartly, perhaps that'll open up the checkbook for the other communities which face erosion.
Meanwhile, leaders in Nutok say they're not quite ready to talk about the funding. After years of waiting, they're holding off until the bill is officially passed into law. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholz in Anchorage.